Welcome to FinTech Facts. Whether you're cramming for a test or prepping for a job interview, you need to know the facts. FinTech Facts. What is yield farming? Okay, another timely topic is yield farming. It's part of DeFi, so we're going to talk about it and make sure you're aware. Yield farming is lending crypto assets to generate returns. Almost always, returns are paid to the lender of crypto in additional crypto. Yield farming incentivizes those holding cryptocurrency to stake their assets in a liquidity pool mediated by smart contracts. Incentives may be a percentage of transaction fees, interest from borrowers, a governance token, or a combination of the three. Typically, returns from yield farming are measured as an annual percentage yield, or APY. The APY offered is a function of liquidity available and will vary as liquidity increases or decreases. APY is the compounded rate of return gathered over 1 year on a deployment of cryptocurrency. Most DeFi protocols offering yield farming operate on the Ethereum blockchain. Most yield farmers use more than one DeFi platform, allowing them to deploy their assets where they can yield the highest returns. If you're interested in yield farming, start by looking at Aave, which is currently the largest DeFi protocol in terms of assets held in liquidity pools. Other notable protocols would include Compound, Curve Finance, Uniswap, and SushiSwap. However, you should also consider PancakeSwap, which runs on the Binance smart chip blockchain. Finally, many ask about yield farming using Bitcoin. There aren't any DeFi yield farming protocols for Bitcoin, but Bitcoin wrapped in Ethereum, or ticker symbol WBTC, allows Bitcoin to be used on Ethereum-based DeFi yield farms.
Thanks for listening to FinTech Facts. My name is Dave Coker.